Well, we're all going to get tarred with the same brush, aren't we? As much as there are some absolutely fantastic funeral homes out there, and little angels that work in them that, you know, only go out of their way to do their best for their families, we are all tarred with the same brush, which is another reason why decent funeral directors that do care about standards, like myself, would like to see some regulations so that we can illustrate to members of the general public that we aren't all cowboys. We're not all out there to make a fast buck, and actually some of us do have, you know, feelings, and we do genuinely care about the families we serve and their loved ones. Firstly and foremost, we don't want to create barriers for families who don't wish to use a funeral director, but rather we want to give the families that do confidence in the advice and the guidance that they receive. A knowledge that when a funeral director says that they're going to do something and that's how they're going to do it, and that they can do it, that they are going to do it that way, and they will do what they've said they're going to do. And if there's any deviation from that, then the family should rest assured that they would be informed of any changes. When you think that in this country you need a license to open a cattery, but you need absolutely nothing, you can come straight out of prison for maybe theft and cannibalism, and you can open up a funeral home. I think that in itself illustrates why we need to have regulation, although I would like to add there as well that we need to be careful not to make recommendations which are going to incur compliance costs, because the one thing we really don't want to do is increase funeral costs any more than they're already rising now. So I guess what it is there's a lack of general public knowledge about the funeral industry, what we do and how we do it. And the only time that the majority of those people seek the knowledge of what we do and how we do it is when that information is urgently needed. And then they just walk through anybody's door, the nearest door. They, you know, you're grabbing because you're in a vulnerable position. And what that means is you've then opened the door to the cowboys that are out there operating. And that's the door that we want to shut. Maybe we do that by making funeral directors have prices clearly on their websites. The Society of Allied and Independent Funeral Directors ensures that its members give out itemised estimates, but that's not something that everybody has to do. Maybe that would be a good idea to be part of the regulation. Maybe we all need to be licensed, but to gain that license, you know, demonstrate to the health authority that we have an understanding of the health risks that are incurred in our daily jobs, proving that we've got suitable premises, proving that we've got suitable transportation methods.